Welcome to Torah Timecha HaVtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Shlach, we read from Sefer Yehoshua, chapter 2, verses 1 to 24. This week's Parsha tells the story of the Meraglim, the 12 spies sent by Moshe Rabbeinu to scout out Eretz Yisrael. And the HaVtorah from Sefer Yehoshua tells a remarkably similar story. The two spies that Yehoshua sent to the city of Jericho just before Bnei Yisrael began their conquest of the land. At first glance, it might seem that Moshe's spies were more successful. They spent 40 days traveling undetected, collected detailed information, and even brought back fruit, all without raising suspicion. Meanwhile, Yehoshua's spies were discovered the very day they arrived. They had to hide on a rooftop and escape the city by nightfall. But of course, that's a superficial measure of success, because when we look at the outcomes, the picture flips entirely. Moshe's spies returned with a report that led to panic, rebellion, and tragedy. The people cried that night, the night of Tisha B'Av, and as a result, that generation was sentenced to die in the desert. And we are still living with the ripple effects of that moment. And Yehoshua's spies, their mission led to confidence, strength, and ultimately even a gerus, a conversion. In the Haftorah, the two spies arrive at the home of a woman named Rachav Hazona, who courageously hides them when the king's men come searching. And then, in one of the most powerful declarations of faith in all of Tanakh, she says, "Ki Hashem Elokechem Hu Elokim, b'shamayim mima'al v'la'aretz mitachas." Hashem, your God, He is the God of the heavens above and the earth below. Yehoshua chapter 2, verse 11. This wasn't just a statement of fear, it was a declaration of emunah, faith. Rachav had lived in a world of corruption and idolatry and sin. But she had heard about the miracles in Egypt and the splitting of the sea, and more than that, after meeting the two spies, she had the courage to believe that it wasn't too late for her to join something greater. And according to Chazal, Sifri of Bamidbar, she did. Rachav eventually converted, married none other than Yehoshua himself, and became the ancestress of Nevi'im. Yirmiyahu, Chilkiyahu, Sharyeh, Machse, Baruch, Neria, Hanamel, and Shalom. And according to some, Choldah HaNeviyah too. And it all began with her encounter with these two men. And although the Pasuk does not tell us who they were, Chazal tell us they were Kalev and Pinchas, whose presence, integrity, and mission inspired her to imagine a different life. Think about that. This is what those spies accomplished. And now, in contrast, what went wrong with Moshe's spies? It would be easier if we could just write them off as evil men, conniving slanderers who intended to sow fear. It would be easier, but it wouldn't be true. These were not simple men. The Torah calls them anashim, and Chazal tell us they were initially tzaddikim, righteous people. But even great people can be influenced by personal fear. And sometimes that influence is so subtle, so subconscious, it's almost imperceptible. But it's still powerful. It can still control us. In Mesilas Yesharim chapter 11, quoting the Zohar, we learn that the spies were afraid of what would happen to them. As leaders in the desert, they held spiritual authority. What would happen to their status when Bnei Yisrael entered the land? Would they be replaced? Forgotten? And even if that fear began quietly, it shaped the way they saw the land. It shaped the way they saw everything. And we see a clue of it in their words. Vanihi be'einenu kachagavim v'chein hayinu be'einehem. We were like grasshoppers in our eyes, and so we were in theirs. Bamidbar chapter 13, verse 33. They started to wonder how they looked to others, how they saw themselves. The mission stopped being about truth. It stopped being about Hashem. It became about them. And the moment it became about them, they stopped being true shluchei tzibor, messengers of the congregation. They forgot their mission. They weren't just tourists. They were shlichim, agents of Bnei Yisrael, ultimately agents of Hashem. And the role of an agent is never to focus on what does this mean for me, but always what does Hashem want from me and what is best for his people. By contrast, the spies Yehoshua sent, Kalev and Pinchas, had no ego in the way. They entered the land quietly, returned with faith, and even inspired an outsider to embrace Hashem. Their mission wasn't flashy, it was transformational, because it was done l'shem shamayim. Because when it's about kavod, status, or comfort, or control, it leads to collapse. And when it's about Hashem, it can lead to geula, redemption. So, was there anyone who got it right even in our parsha? Were there any of the spies of Moshe that did the right thing? There were. Yehoshua and Kalev. Yes, Kalev, the very same Kalev who would later be one of the two spies sent by Yehoshua. While the other slandered Eretz Yisrael, Kalev stood alone and declared, Alo na'aleh v'yarashnu osa, ki yachol nuchala. We shall surely ascend and conquer it, for we surely can. Bamidbar chapter 13, verse 30. So we have two models. The spies who let their worries and feelings drive their behavior, and we have Kalev who didn't. But we should not draw the conclusion that Kalev was absent of emotion, absent of feeling. There is a beautiful medrash that explains some names listed in Divrei Hayamim that are hard to identify. The medrash tells us that those names all refer to Kalev, and that they are names that Hashem gave him to describe his experience of being one of the Meraglim of Moshe. For example, Ashchor, because Hishchiru Panav Bita'anis, he blackened his face with fasting. He felt fear and he responded with fasting and prayer. Tekoa, Taka Libo La'aviv Shabashamayim, he planted his heart firmly in Hashem. Yosher, Yishar es atzmo, he straightened himself so as not to waver. Shovav, he turned himself to the right path. Ardon, Rida es Yitzro, he ruled over his Yetzer Hara. Each of these names teach us something profound. They paint a picture of what his experience must have been in Eretz Yisrael at that time. Kalev didn't erase himself, he brought himself. He brought his humanity, his struggle, and his whole heart and placed it in service of Hashem. That's what the others missed. Their mistake wasn't that they had fear. We are all sometimes afraid. Their mistake was that they made it about themselves. Kalev made it about Hashem, and that made all the difference. Imagine the loneliness of being Kalev, being the lone voice of faith, who, according to Rashi, hid his true agenda from the other Meraglim so as to ensure its success, the courage it took, the emotional toll. But Kalev's agenda was never about himself. He understood, if I am here, it's to serve the people. It's not about my fear or my honor or my future. It's about truth. It's about Hashem. And that's a message for anyone who plays a role in the community. Pirkei Avos chapter 2 says, V'chol ha'amelim im ha'tzibor, yihiyu amelim imahem l'shem shamayim, sheschus avosam misayitan, v'tzidkasam omedes la'ad. V'atem ma'ale ani alechem schar harbei ki'ilu asisam. All who work for the community should work with them for the sake of heaven, for the merit of their ancestors supports them. And their righteousness endures forever. And as for you, I, Hashem, will credit you with great reward, as if you had accomplished it on your own. This Mishnah is such a profound guide for leadership. It reminds us that when someone takes on a communal role, whether as a formal leader, a volunteer, or even just someone who steps up when needed, the focus must be L'shem Shamayim. It cannot be about ego or recognition. The work must be done for the sake of Hashem and his people. And here's the incredible part. Hashem says, I will reward you as if you did it all yourself, even though it's often the community's merit that carries the mission through. Hashem gives full credit to the one who stepped up with sincere intention. This is what the Meraglim in Yehoshua's time did right. They were a Melem Matzibor L'Shem Shamayim. They did not act for their own position or self-image. They acted on behalf of the people, on behalf of Hashem. And because of that, their mission succeeded, and even Rachav was inspired to become part of Am Yisrael. On the other hand, the Meraglim of Moshe lost that focus. They stopped being Shluchim Shel Makom, messengers of God, and started thinking about how the mission would affect them personally. And as soon as it became about them, they could no longer see the land or themselves clearly. Sometimes we're the one stepping up. Sometimes we're the one watching from the side. But we all face moments where we have to ask, is this about me or is this about what's right? The Meraglim of Moshe asked, what does this mean for me? The Meraglim of Yehoshua asked, what does Hashem want from me? And because of that, one group caused destruction while the other changed lives. May we be zocha to always act with clarity, humility, and courage, and may Hashem give us the strength to lead and live l'shem shamayim. And when we do, even the smallest action, even one conversation, like with Rachav, can echo for generations. Thank you for learning together.